writing that that's where the Shmura Matzah thing came from also. That 500 years ago, everybody made their own matzah.
Yes.
And even the hand Shmura being done commercially is all phenomenon of the last 200 years.
Right. In many places, they used to make them in shuls. Shuls used to bake them together.
Years ago, they used to make them in their home.
Okay, let's begin. So tonight, continuation of the Shir Binyan Matzah Shmur B'Pesach, but specifically I want to focus on the question of machine matzah for the mitzvah of Be'er Tochlu Matzahs. And the question, one of the questions that is when something is done by machine is twofold question. Number one, could you say there's a din of lishma by a machine? If you started the system, whether we say that a machine, by definition, can't be lishma? Number one. And number two, is there any requirement of asiya? In other words, like certain mitzvahs, as we'll see, there's a requirement that you need an asiyah by an adam. Do you need asiyah by an adam, you don't need an asiyah. So those are the two things we have to mevar. When it comes to matzah, does matzah require asiyah? Like tzitzis, well, sulam tzitzis. It has to have an asiyah by a person. Does matzah require an asiyah? Or if it happened memela, Me'elav, it's also matzah. And then, what is the requirement of lashma? Is that possibility, even if it's done by a machine? Or do you say that that is not be able to to happen if it's not done by a human being? So the poet title is "Ushmartem es haMatzos." Ki be'etzem ayom hazeh hotzeis Yisrael ve'oseichem be'etz Mitzrayim. Ushmartem es ayom hazeh ledorzeichem kukas olam. So it says "Ushmartem," as we learned last week, "Shelo yovel ledechimutz." But it doesn't say that there's an idea of asiyah, and maybe all you have to do is a shmira lishma, not necessarily an asiyah lishma. So maybe the fact that it's being done by a machine would not contradict the, as Rav Aaron Soloveitchik spoke about, would not contradict this idea. So we have to see. See, for example, the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, on the next page. Okay.
Thank you. Nice to see.
When it comes to the Sukkah, on page 2. So there the Gemara darshins, like Tasev Elomen Osui, as Rav Shechter pointed out based on this pasuk from the Netziv, there's a din of Asiya. Tasev Lecha. In other words, if it wasn't put up by a bardas, the sukkah just happened by itself, a monkey put it up a chveis, it's felt in the asiyah. So by sukkah you need a din of asiyah. By matzah we don't find a lashon of asiyah. So last week we saw in Shulchan Aruch, now we can see the original source in the Rashba. On page 3.
You have a shmira instead of an asiyah.
Right. So, the question is, in other words, say you have a machine doing it, right? So, and say that's not called an asiyah, but maybe it's still, you can still do a shmira. Mm-hmm. And the shmira could be the shma. That's what Aaron Soloveitchik was saying. So that's what we have to levar. So, the Rashba on page 3, he says, Sha'alta, the Shoal says, Masha Yoser HaPayit, Be'az Horus, HaPesach. What are the piyutim It says Nimla Yolush Kherishot Vikotum Vigersha Kofar. In other words, so you shouldn't have need the dough by a Kherishot of a cotton or a gear that was kofar, Khozer Lasuro. The Chola Ochel Matza al Yedeim Yevosh Vyichpar. It's a you know, rhymes. Afal Pisha to Yisrael Bardeya Ushfar. Kidova Hashem Boza, that's Mitzvoso Hefar. So that's the rhyme. The Halacha came a field of Matza Shal Mitzvah. Kilo Matzasi came a Shemok of Shea also Lolo Shcher Shod of the Kotten. So he says, where did they cut it from? Where is this? Where is the Python? Where is the Python come up with this? That it's no good with Cher Shod of the Kotten. So the Rashba writes on page 4, he says, true, v'dvarim halalu b'matzah shal mitzvah mar payit. I mean, what was his question? What other matzah was he thinking about? If not matzah shal mitzvah. I don't know exactly. In other words, the question they asked the Rashbam, halacha kein afil b'matzah shal mitzvah.
So this matzah is used for the Seder as opposed to just matzah tea. No?
So you would think that matzah for the Seder is less chomer?
It's more chomer.
More chomer. So what do you mean? So what is he saying? Im halacha kein afil b'matzah shal mitzvah. Vav, it's a little strange. No, it should be fakir. You know, okay. But the Rashba told it says yes. It's by the matzah shel mitzvah. The chilos called over tzarich atal adaski matzah shel mitzvah tzricha shimur l'shem matzah beim shimur delisha beim shimur the meidan ksira l'market isi l'market that we discussed last week, that you need the shimur either the lisha or the Ktzira, Lishma. And then he quotes that Gemara, the Mishnah, Chalos Toda, or Kike Nozir, that if it's done for some other purpose, it's not Lishma. And then he writes, the first word in line is Mishnah Meris, Umeata al Karchenu, Ein Adam Yotze b'matzah shalosha nochri. Fafil Yisrael Omel Gabov, Umasira, Sheikhavim Lishem Matzah. The fishet a goy osel b'dalas atzmos. We saw last week in the Shulchan Aruch that a goy is a daita de nafshe, so a goy can't make the matzah. So therefore, felt in lishma. And then he quotes the din by gittin that a goy who writes a get is no good because a daita de nafshe. So he's saying pshat and the payit is that you need lishma, and therefore, if it's not done, if it's done say el yidei goy, it's not lishma. Even if you swallow men al gabov, because goy is always adaita de nafshei.
It's not the same thing. Those two things. To say that the goy does is having adaita de nafshei, but chereshoy de v'katan, even if it's not lishma, it's still kosher.
By get, Chereshov Devakot, we said it's good because Yisrael Omer Al Gabov.
So why would this be different?
So why is this different? Hakol Shem Luchtov is a get, I feel Chereshov Devakot. I mean, Falam B'nei Deya. I'm sure I mean, it's get, Sarek Tziv, Lishma, Chereshov Devakot, Nekshayrim, Lokshik, Dolom Na, Olam Nochri, Lo Olam Lo. So he says that by get you see this chiluk. So at least by a nochri, that would be the din. At least by a nochri. Oh. So comes Rav Shlomo Kluger on page 5. And he says the following. Says that So he wants to know what's the din. Hine top of the tshuva. Hine achar yomi migili tshuva mirav echa the daitu gabon losu a machine. Rak shehu kol yisod the devad beinim bekavon l'shmol lohani kocha adam rak beinim ma'isav mamish. So there was first someone wanted to say that you need my. You see, there's a difference between ma'isa and koyach. If I take my hand and I break the window, that's ma'isa. If I take a ball and I throw it, that's koyach. So maybe the chisaron in the matzah in the machine is might become called mikoach, but it's not ma'isa biyadayim. So that he's not so convinced about. He says he was they would turn the mali megal gal beitz matzah and megal kamal. He says koach is good enough. So that's not his. He says what this fellow said, that the problem is that it's not mice, it's koyach. He says that he's not so sure about. So what's the problem? So he goes on discussing the koyach and this, and then he says the following. Yeah, take a look on the next page, on page 6. So Shlomo Kluger says the following. Yeah, take a look. The first word on the line is v'shoita. It says twice v'shoita, v'shoita, one on top of the other. So start with the first one. Aval ma'isa levado yishlom David nami kecheresh v'shoita l'kach nehide machshove eimo nani machshove sagol l'shmol et starfi ma'isav ma'asa cheresh v'shoita v'kotten. In other words, if a cheresh v'shoita v'kotten does something, it's still a ma'isa. But there's no machshove. So then the gadol omen al gabov could supply the machshove. Nechshav ma'isa adam l'shmo. Aval b'dover she'ein bo ruach chayim. But if there's no ruach chayim. Aval b'dover she'ein bo ruach chayim. Ve'ein adam klal. V'zeh ma'asav nami lo havi ma'isa. He says, the concept that Godel Omen Al Gabov could work, say for a Cheresh Shot of a Cotton, is because the Maisa of a Cotton is a Maisa. It's a human being. It's a Maisa. It's not, it's B'li Machshava. So the Godel supplies the Machshava. But if it's done by a machine, that's not even called a Maisa. So therefore, he says that Rav Shlomo Kluger says that if you make a matzah with a machine, so mamela, by definition, it's not going to be considered lishma, because lishma means you have a maisa lishma, and there's no maisa here, because the machine is not a human being, so there's no maisa. So you have a machshava without a maisa. That doesn't mean anything. A machshava means once you have a maisa and you don't have a problem machshava, so then somebody can supplant the machshava.
But that's far. You take a gun and you shoot somebody. You're not shooting. You're pulling the trigger that's hitting the thing that's shooting the bullet. So you're going to say potter because you didn't do a maisa.
No, because...
How far are you going to carry this? It doesn't sound...
No, because there it's... You cause the thing. So you hear, you want to say the same thing. We'll see. But that's what he's saying. Vada, he says, to have Iraq machshava b'li ma'isa kol vada lo mahani. So that's his yisod. He says it's not that you need that koach is not good enough. So he says that it's not a ma'isa, and therefore it's not considered lishma. Now, if you take a look, If you take a look in Tosis and Sukkah on page 13, take a look. He says, let's see the Mishnah first. Sukkah Yishona, Beishamai Poislin, U Beisil Machshirin. Fezu Sukkah Yishona, Kol Sha'asa, Kodim Lachag Shloshim Yom. Amasa, L'Shem Chag, Afilu Mitchila Shashona Ksher. So Sukkah Yishona means you did it 30 days before. So that's Machlokes Beishamai Beisil. But that's talking about when you did it, not necessarily l'shem l'chag. If it's l'shem l'chag, then whenever you did it is good. So Tosa says, Suki Shona Beisil Machshin, B'Yishalmi Toni Tzorich L'chadesh Bodover. Right? You have to remove the schach, you have to do some chiddush. You can't just use the Suki Yishona. How much? Question. A tefach, kolshu, etc. Then the Gemara says, I'm... Matzah Yishona, the last wide line. What about Matzah Yishona? Plugged to the Veshan Besil. I'm a Rabbi Divya Kolhu, Mikhevin Shalom, Osol, Lashem Pesach, Tova Borihu, Shalom Diktikpo. So he's saying, Matzah Yishona, what's the issue of Matzah Yishona? Because since it was Matzah Yishona that he didn't make it to the Shem Pesach, so Mistaber, he wasn't Medaktik in the. And all the halachas of the chametz, etc. But he's not saying that there's a din lishma per se. There's a din, most probably, if you didn't do the shem mitzvah, then you weren't medaktik in the chimetz shabo. But what they point out from this tosis that he's not saying that there's a din of lishma per se of lishma. It's that lishma requires. It will be a simon that there was extra zahiris about the chimutz. So that according to this, that there's no concept that you need something in asiyah lishma. You just need to make sure that it's chametz free. That's all you need. It's that if you do it lishma, so that would apply that there's no concept of asiyah, even if the machine is not called asiyah. But you did it, betachlis ha-diktuk, that they wouldn't buy come lidei chimutz, so that's all you need. That's all you need. Whereas the Rav Shlomo Kluger was assuming, no, you need asiya lishma. You need to make the matzah lishma. So if the machine is making it, so that's not a person. And Mimela, when you're doing, when Yisrael is omer al gabav, so he's providing makshava to something that's not a maisa. That's his approach. In other words, you want to say maybe the Yerushalmi is only talking about... He's talking about...
Yeah, because the rest of Chuppah Pesach, he would need Lishma anyways.
There's two kinds of matzahs we eat. One is the matzah mitzvah.
Right.
The rest of the matzah is that it's not chometz. It's
right.
It's not chometz, that's it. So it's not a question of meiser, not meiser, you know. It's something that you're not making a bracha al achilas matzah during the rest of the Yom Kippur. Just the first 2 nights, that's it.
Question: the Yerushalmi about Matzah Yishona is that could be the first night too. But I hear what you're saying. You want to say maybe you could be talking about. Okay, could be. Kenzai. Well, so when it comes to Sukkah, on page 14, that says in Shulchan Aruch, Sukkah, Afo Pishalo Nasis, L'Shem Mitzvah, K'sheru, Asui L'Tzel. Sukkah is good. It has to be at least done for shade. It has to be done by a human being. It can be a goy, Noshim, Behema. Well, Behema, question. But it has to be L'Shem Tzel. Avo Sukkah Shanasis Me'ale Psuma. Because there's a din of asiyah. The question is there such a thing by... And then the Shulchan Aruch on page 15 says, a loshen matzah mitzvah v'ofin al yidei goy v'lo yidei yicher shot v'katan.
The chesaron is that there's no asiyah. Why doesn't it say that instead of saying fishin ol anasis l'tzeil? The reason he's giving is not a chesaron and asiyah. He's giving a reason shol anasis l'tzeil.
If what? If it was
the
done...
The reason is because it's not called an asiyah.
In other words, if it was done, sukkah...
Called it begodish or whatever.
Right. Sukkah shenas es me'aleh, psuma. Fishul anas es l'tzel. So you need asiyah l'tzel. So if you don't have asiyah...
You need asiyah. It doesn't say l'fish... Doesn't say it just... It's not the tzel part. It's l'fishul anas es. Whatever. Shul anas es l'shem sukkah. Is that what he means?
In other words, you need an asiyah, and an asiyah means asiyah l'tzel, as opposed to asiyah l'mitzvah. Oh, so let's see now what we could say here. Take a look in the Chesed Lavrom on page 20. He says as I. Mechtova kibaldi b'tziv tshuva shevi hagoyim al das hatzitzis hanasim b'mashin. Right? The tzitzis that's made in the machine, it's woven in the, it's spun in the machine. Tofonim asuim al gabi mayim v'yehudim nosim t'chila tzema in the machine, manakos tzema chacha nosim tzema la whatever. In other words, the water, right? The water causes the wheels to turn, and that makes the tzitzis. You put you put in the wool, and then it's a water mill, and the water is flowing, and it causes the mill to go, and that causes the wool to spin. So he says, "Lafi ani zdaiti nira borer that tzitzis eluk sheir." In other words, so you didn't really do a maisa, right, to make the tzitzis, because you put it in the machine. What keeps the machine going is the flow of the water that's keeping the wheel spinning. So he says, "Lafi ani zdaiti nira borer that tzitzis eluk sheir." Let's say they chovas mitzvah tzitzibli pikbuk soch v'klal. Whereas maybe you don't need a Maisa Adam. You don't need Koch Gavra. So the machine's not a Gavra. You just need Lishma. Father Yeshlochil, go buy Koch Gavra, Madam Rinan, Hamotzit Chelis Chutin Shem, Hadasham, Prosa Time, Lochoshiv Shema, Toin Shalashach Shish, Mitzah Machlokas, and Moram, etc. So you don't need Koch Gavra. So Mamela, if you don't need Koch Gavra, so all you need is Lishma.
It was almost like this years ago, the Fumit Tzitzis also had a Vodish Yad, and they did it on a spinning wheel, and the Tzitzis, like these companies like Zion and Volozhin, were these, made by machine, and not everybody helped from that.
Right. So what he's saying over here is, if the Torah says by shchita, v'zavachta, so you need a maisa. So then you can say that if it's done by a machine, that's not a maisa. But if you don't need a maisa, all you need is that someone is looking on lishma.
But if it says
v'asulam
tzitzis, then it means a
maisa. No, if the asulam tzitzis is going on tying it onto the bed, onto the beged. This is making the The chutim.
Yeah.
So there's no, it never says about making the chutim.
Yeah.
So the chutim have to be made lishma. So as long as somebody was looking on to see that it's being done. So even if there's, so this is obviously against Rav Shlomo Kluger, because Rav Shlomo Kluger's idea is that if something has to be lishma, it means you need a maisa lishma, and a maisa means it has to be done by an odom. He's saying no, not the case.
It's Elliot. I'll quit back.
That you don't need
here now, okay?
You don't need.
Okay, bye bye.
You don't need a maisa. If the Torah doesn't say you need an asiya, then you don't need an asiya. So you just need a maisa. That means you just need a pikuach. You need someone looking on. So some say, so according to this Chesed Lavram, Ken Zayin, that even though I think this was Rabbi Hoffman, Josh Hoffman told us from Avraham Soloveitchik, this idea, that, well, he's from the machine mats, and that who says you need an asiyah? All you need is the pikuach, is for the mitzvah, and that would be okay. Against Rav Shlomo Kluger's. And this is the Chesed Lavram. Chesed Lavram is usually very glatt. Usually I find when I see something in the Chesed Lavram is usually glatt. Oh. And then there's a sefer, Imre Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Segel Rosner. Imre Yehuda. So he says, so he takes the other approach. He says, "Me'ata, but in the mitzvah nasis machine, in masibu ve'inu b'koch adam el b'koch electri, has the efshar sheyochol olav toras lishma." And then he quotes the Yerushalmi that we said before. The difference between sukkah and matzah nasis me'lem l'koch adam. Then he says the whole bachlok is gedol leishav dorshal fenei chol pipul maya in maisa machine nechshav koch adam. But as he sees all the zachronim that you need a maisa, and the question is the maisa of a machine a maisa? So he's taking the approach that matzah needs a maisa adam, and that was the approach of Rav Shlomo Kluger. That's not shaykh to speak about lishma unless there's a maisa lishma. What does it mean lishma? In the air, in the luft, a maisa lishma. He's saying, yeah, that's what you need. So the question is a machine considered a maisa adam or not? So then he says, he doesn't think so, because it's not Maisa Adam. It's not Maisa Adam. So he's from the... Oh. So there is a tshuva in the Kozhik Lover on page 22, Eretz Tzvi. And he says like this. He says, "Omnam yeshlom deberes kol sheni chashiv ma'ase mamish." So he says that a person. The Gemara has a discussion. If you had bidka, the third line, Ashkel bidka de Maya. Right. In other words, you take a dam away, and the water gushes out. So the Gemara is mechalik between Koch Rishon and Koch Sheni. The first gush, that's called Koch Rishon. That's Maisa Adam. But then the water continues further. That's considered Koch Sheni, and that's like a grumma. That's not Maisa Adam anymore. So he says. He says that that chiluk between koch rishon and koch sheni, dafke b'mayim afilim hayon nishpachim l'arts. Okay, mashem dantzit chala ina b'koch klal mikoch hayon nishar murach arts. Okay, dom lashka b'itkan mayon shchil b'koch rishon koch sheni. Shaken machine shall the tools of Rishonum Gal, who is from the Hoshi Meister Machmas Shemenich, call them the machine. They she's Baha Ish for Ish Dochel, Halektri Hoshi Gamke Hitsuf. So, what's the Chiluk? So, he wants to say, here, yeah, take a look on the left column, second line. But you're taking away something, you're taking away the dam and the mela. So then there's a chiluk between koch rishon and koch sheni. But if you throw something, so as long as you're doing something positive action, you're not just being taking away the moneah. In other words, if there's a dam that's stopping the water from going, you remove the dam, the water mela goes, then there's a chiluk between koch rishon and koch sheni. But if you throw something, as long as it's going because you threw it, miles, it's still rolling, that's well considered your maisa. So he says the same thing with electricity. Hachanami be'elektrodish. Logor mikuloch mitsuya. He says, and this is Rav Shecht always liked to quote, that you press the button, so you cause the electricity to put it in motion, so the whole thing is considered your action. And that's the concept of Ishum Ishum Chitzov. Like you light a fire, and then the wind comes and burns down the barn. So it's your action. Your action. So what he's saying is, Rav Shecht explained the Chavshagov is saying, is when you press the button, and now you put the whole machine in, so it's considered your action. The whole, everything that transpires subsequently is considered your action. That's the famous kasha of the Nimuke Yosef. Nimuke Yosef, Isher Mishum Chitzov, means that if you take a light a fire and then the wind comes, so it's considered your maisa. Because anything you put into motion, subsequently, everything that happens to your eyes. So that the Mukhi Yosef has the famous kasha, so how do you light Shabbos candles? How do you light Shabbos candles? Because everything in your maisa. So.
I don't understand the kasha?
I don't understand. In other words, the principle is like this. If you light a fire, right, and then the wind comes and moves your fire and causes damage. So there are two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion in the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says, Isha Mishum Chitzav. It's like throwing a arrow. Just like you throw an arrow, it's your Maisa, because it comes from you. So too, when you light a fire, and then the wind comes, it's all considered your action, because the wind is the koch achem river boats can, it's taking your action and picking up on it.
So how can you light Shabbos candles? What do you mean by that?
Meaning like this. So if you hold Ishum Shum Chitzov means, if I make a fire, so whatever subsequent things happen as a result of the fire I made is considered my action. So if I light Shabbos candles on Friday afternoon, but it's still burning into Shabbos, so then, and Isha Mishum Chitzov means that anything subsequent is my action, so how do you light Shabbos candles?
As if you're burning it.
Right. That's the kasha of the Mukhi Yosef. So there's a lot to say on this kasha.
The problem is just lighting the fire, though, not continuing the fire.
But every time you continue the fire, no, the issue is not just continuing the fire. The issue is not just lighting the fire. The issue is continuing the fire also. If you take a fire from a pre-existing, from Tupi and Shabbos, that's Havara also. So anything that can happen continuously.
So maybe you have a problem if the wind blows the fire from one candle to the next candle. But if it just stays in the candle that you lit it, but it's still the problem?
It's still consuming the oil.
Every drop of oil is fresh drop.
Right. Okay. So this is a famous kasha, the Welt kasha of the Mukhe Yosef. So the Mukhe Yosef himself answers it by saying that it works l'mafreya. In other words, it's all considered your action as of Erev Shabbos. Well, the Chasam Sofer says, the Beis Meir Chasam Sofer, Shachla's quote is that on Shabbos, it's not shaykh to be mechayev on Shabbos if you don't do anything physical. Midaraisa. So it could be al pidin, it's considered your action, but lemaisa, you're not doing anything. So in a philosophical way, it's your action, but Shabbos is mechayev on asiya mamish. That's the Chasam Sofer based Meir's answer to the kasha. But I think, And the Mukhe Yosef says it works l'mafreya. That's what the Mukhe Yosef says. You say somebody lights a fire, right? And then
l'mafreya meaning. Oh, sorry, let me
explain. He lights a fire, 10 o'clock in the morning, right? And it takes 2 hours till it burns down the barn. Within those 2 hours, the guy who lit the fire dies. Is he mechayef or not? The time that the hezek happened, he's dead. Right? So you can't mechayev a dead person. So the Mukhe says, no, he's chayev. And the Yorshim have to pay. Because whatever is happening subsequent is considered happening from the time that he did the Maisa. So when he did the Maisa, he was alive. But I think the best answer to this whole kasha. So these are the famous answers.
Right? So if that's the case, then you can get charged with an iser for like a little thing you did on Shabbos if that continues after Shabbos. So you can get charged with chil Shabbos even not on Shabbos. Yeah, if your maisa was done on Shabbos. Yeah,
there's a whole machlokas of hachronim about this, what you just said. If you do something on Shabbos and it happens, the Aveira took place on Motzoi Shabbos, but you did the action on Shabbos. So would you say l'mafreya, yechayev, because you started on, you did the thing on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a whole.
Learn it the other way, you have to learn it this way too. I
mean. Yeah, right. Oh, but there's a Ran. The first word, Achdas Haran, and the Suvalka liked this run. The Dov Liv should like this run. So, Shaykh Isha Mashim Chotzevach Ben Ezekin. On page 22 in the Kosher Glover, the first word on the left side, first paragraph, first word on the line is Logara. And it says, Achdas Haran B'Sanhedrin. So, Shaykh Isha Mashim Chotzevach Ben Ezekin. The din of Isha Mashim Chotzev is that when you light a fire and then it causes damage, it's considered your action. That's only legabe payment, but not legabe other areas. Legabe Shabbos, this whole thing doesn't exist. Yishum Yishum Chitzav. I think that's the best answer. It's only a din in Chiv Nezikin. That's where I learned that from a pasuk. He says, "Eitz Rumachal Kotzim, Shalom Yishalom, Amavir Sabeira." That even though you didn't take a torch and put it on the barn, you lit the fire and then the wind carried it. So the chiddush is, you're considered Adam Mamazik. So, but if you hold like the Ran, then this Svara, that if you touch the button, and then you put the thing, whole thing is considered your action, and therefore it's considered Nasiya for Matzah, or for Tzitzis, or wherever it is, like Hashem said, it won't be true. Because it's only a Din Nechiv Nezikin. But in the Chanami, there will be other areas of Halacha, it's not your action. And that to me is the best answer for the Mukhe Yosef Kasha. Isha Mishum Chitzav is not a din, chutz mi nezika. And therefore doesn't apply to Shabbos, and erupt the whole kasha. And therefore, so the Kosher Glover wants to say, like Rav Shemp said, if you start the electricity, so and you put it into motion, the whole thing is considered your action, says it's not true. Only if you cause nezikin out of that. But if you want to say this is an asiyah, that the matzah is made by me, it's not made by me. But he says, but if you hold like the other way, like that it applies to, in all areas, like the Mukhe Yosef said, then there's what to talk about. So the other way, like Hafen said for Rav Salvechik, is to say that maybe you don't need an asiyah for matzah. Like the Chesed Lavram said by Tfiyah, maybe you don't need an asiyah for matzah. In a Hanami, in other words, one way to say is you have an asiyah. That's the Kozhik level, like Rav Shechter said. And you're putting into motion, so that each of Mishim Chitzov, so anything subsequent is your action. That's how Rav Shechter explained based on the Kozhik level. So that's one approach. The other, and therefore it's good, anything by a machine, if the Yid put the machine on. Or you could say that you don't need an action, like Ravan Salvation, like Ches Lavram. It doesn't say asiyah by matzah. You don't need an action, you just need to watch it, lishma. And Rav Shlomo Kluger also said you need an action, and therefore he says the machine's not going to work because you have lishma without an asiyah. So that's the question: you need an asiyah or you don't need an asiyah. So if you hold you need an asiyah, then maybe it can work if you hold that the din of Yishev Mishim Chitzov is not only a nezikin. But if you hold the Yishev Mishim Chitzov is only a din in nezikin, then you don't have an action. So if you hold you need an action to have lishma, then in a chanami, any machine made matzah is not lishma. Fartik. Then you're not yotze.
In the Chassidic world, obviously, again, matzahs are universal, but in literature world, there's a big division. This is like the big issue that the division. I know some of the literature, like Rosh Yeshiva, only use hand matzahs, and there's people that prefer machine matzahs. This is
right.
Like the big issue that,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how the whole thing goes, like who does what, but...
Right, some Rambanim, you know, were marked with after the machine matzahs, but it's not so poshut. I mean, the old discussion, like Yossi was saying, showing me the picture before, that the Chashchim, I'm not even talking about the Chashash Chimutz, Shibbo. Let's assume there's not Chashash Chimutz. We're talking about, assume the Kashrus is glatt and everything is good. Just Mitzad, is it Lashma? Is it Dinasiyah? Do you need an Asiyah? Is it Asiyah Lashma or not?
Yeah, but Mike, you use hand matzahs, the Lipschitz use hand matzahs. I mean, a lot of
them
Rosh Yeshiva, but there's people that don't.
Yeah. So now let me show you another piece in the Kozhik Lover on page 23. So he says an unbelievable thing. Let me say it outside, then we can see it outside. You know, there's a din that you need a shear for chiyuk malchus, to get malchus for eating treif, you have to eat a kezayis. If you didn't eat a kezayis, chatzi shear is also min haTorah, but you don't get an onish. Right? So the shayla is, what's the din by mitzvahs? Chatzi shear by mitzvahs. If I only eat a pochas mi kezayis at the Seder of matzah, did I do a nothing? Or no? Just like there's a chatzi shir in Averis, there's a chatzi shir in Mitzvahs as well. But that's a whole discussion. So what the Kozhik Lover is going to mechadesh, and others have said this as well. Let me ask you, what if you have a matzah that's shalol lishma? So the Pashup Shat, you're not yotze with such a matzah. Right? If you have a matzah from the Korban Todah, it wasn't made for the mitzvah Pesach, it was made for the Korban Todah. So shalol lishma, or whatever you need to be lishma. So do we say it's a zero? Or do we say no? A matzah shalol lishma is a chatzi shir in echos. Qualitatively. It's still a matzah, but it's not qualitatively diminished because it wasn't lishma. But it still has the matzah. And therefore, if you hold it, the concept of chatzi shir by mitzvahs, then there's a concept of, if you just like if you ate a chatzi kezayis from the best shmur matzah in the world, that's chatzi shir in kamus. And if you hold chatzi shir kamus, you get a mitzvah. It's not the full mitzvah, you get a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you have a matzah that's shalol lishma, but you ate a kezayis of it, but heis tachatzi shir eichas. Qualitatively, it's not a zero.
You have a complete chizaron in lishma here, though. It's not like you're just missing part of the shir. Like a chatzi shir, by measure, you have part of it. Here, you have none of the...
Right. That's called chatzi shir.
It's not chatzi, it's luft.
So maybe that's an echus. It's the whole shir quantitatively, but qualitatively, maybe it's a concept.
Maybe I'm not articulating clearly.
No, you're articulating very clearly.
Okay.
But the point is that, in other words, if you want to say that chatzi shir means you have to have the right thing, and then you have quantitatively, you don't have the full shir. But maybe the word is, you can have two types of chatzi shir. You can have a chatzi shir of what? In qualitatively and quantitatively. For example, I'll give you, I think Rav Moshe Chevroni...
Qualitatively here, you have nothing.
Let me give you an example. I think Rav Moshe Chevroni in his Sefer Psachim. They say that's his best... Yeah, who did I hear that from? One summer... When I was in Boston for the summer, I was learning in Boston, and one of the Chevroni's grandson, was there. And people come from all over to use the hospitals in Boston. So there was one of the mishpacha was there, and I was saying shir in Brookline in Pesachim, and I had the Masas Moshe there in Pesachim. And I think this Einikel said to me, you know, you know the Masas Moshe in Pesachim, that's his best sefer. So I think one example he might give over there, say Cham Chomet Nuksha. Words, so it's not Karis. The Chimut started, but it didn't fully. So that's called Chatzi Shir. So you're not going to get Karis because it didn't become full Chimut. But even though you ate a kazayis of it...
You got part of the way there. So
right.
That's chatzi shir.
Right.
In our case, you didn't get part of the way there.
So maybe no. Maybe a matzah means you have the physical thing, but you have this metaphysical thing of lishma. And you need both to have a real matzah.
So part of the way is the physical thing.
Or you could say no. Without the metaphysical thing, it's a garnished. But the concept of chatzi shir... Over here,
so it's not a chatzi shir in the metaphysical thing. It's a chatzi shir in the gantz package, which constitutes the metaphysical thing and the matzah. And your chatzi shir is that you have the physical matzah, but you're missing the metaphysical.
Right.
If you would.
Dos heist. Chatzi shir. So that's what he wants to say. Well, he wants to say here. Kachahu, you see the bottom? Shalom l'shma, v'chem b'mitzvah lo b'kavana. Say you did a mitzvah, see if you hold mitzvah tzrich as kavana. And you did a mitzvah without a kavana. So that means it's a zero? Well, no. You did the mitzvah at least, you didn't do the kavana, so maybe that's a chatzi shir in what? In Eichas. So that's what he wants to suggest. When it comes to, take a look on page 24. Ulfiza. Natsinu ktsas limud schus. L'harbe ma'od me'hamon am. She'ein izharm lafos hamatzon shalohem l'shem shimur. In other words, say if you want to say like all these machine matzahs are really puzzle and all these yidden who are eating the machine matzahs. So he says, he wants to have a limud tzchus. He says, like these so-called ein lehem matzah shmur acheres, lel seder, l'chore ein yotzi midei chuvoso, klal. Maybe you're not yotzi, I'm a bracha, it should be bracha latol. So he says, well, no, matzah siksas trufa l'makosim. The gam matzah shalom nefes l'shmo, avde ein yotzi midei chuvoso, mikol mokom ikat sas mitzvah. kmo chatzi zayis matzah. Dezeh choshiv gam ken chatzi shir be'echos. V'yesh b'zeh koflaim l'tushia. We're helping them two things. At least they got a shtickle mitzvah. And also, ein b'chosam levatola. Right? And he makes a sushal kemosha the mutar levarich al talas sheula. Right, talas sheula is not chayiv in tzitzis if you borrow talas. But some say you can make a bracha because still, in other words, you need two aspects. You need the beged, but you need to own it also. So if you don't own it, it's a zero. Well, no, it's still like a chatzishir in qualitatively.
But then anything you'd have a chatzi shir.
No.
If you don't have a chatzi shir by something, then there's no recognition of it.
No, certain things, if you don't have the thing, you have a nothing.
It has no connection to what it's supposed to be, even.
No, I'll tell you.
If you have a little bit of a connection to it, already you're at a chatzi shir.
Say you only have three parshias in your tefillin. So that's not chatzi shir, that's nothing. That's not tefillin. Well, it's nothing. Here, you have the full mesgeret, but you're missing something qualitative. So maybe, what he wants to say is, maybe that's does say something. That's a chatzi shir in echos. Mm-hmm. That's his chiddush. Say, for example, you make a bracha, and you didn't have kavana. Mm-hmm. Right? So at least you have the whole bracha. He's just missing that. Missing, you know. So he's saying a very interesting chiddush here. That he's not the first one to say the chatzi shir is a chatzi shir in kamus and chatzi shir in echus.
So maybe by Hilchos Shabbos. We can create a chatzi shir to knock things down a level of shvus. We can use this lekula to create a chatzi shir what could you take out of it Mitzvah she'ena tzricha legufa is a chatzi shir as well as atzma mitzvah she'ena tzricha legufa. So it's a shvus to shvus.
No, it's a shvus to shvus anyway. If you take it, if it's mocha she'ena tzricha legufa, if you hold it's only the rabbanon.
Yeah, and the second rabbanon is the fact that it's a chatzi shir. By virtue of the fact that you're missing that meleches machsheves.
Yeah, so that's gufo why you said there are. But I don't know if those two things are separate things or one and the same.
I'm trying to think how you can.
Yeah, so
I'm always looking for new ways to create shvus to shvus.
Right, you're a doctor. That's what doctors do. They try to create more derabbanans.
Yes, I'm wondering if you can use this to create derabbanans by missing something, so you can pile on top of whatever it is a chatzi shir.
Yeah. Okay. That's the thing. I mean, the discussion of chatzi shir and Shabbos is its own big discussion. But that's his limud zchus. That he wants to say over here, that maybe it's as long as it's not chametz, and it was made, but if you hold it by machine, by definition, it's not a maisa. So even if it was made for the shame, the holiday, so to speak, it's considered that it was made shalol l'shma. So is it a zero? So his chiddush is maybe it's not a zero, maybe it's a chatzi shir in echus. That was his. So the whole discussion we had today is this of Shlomo Kluger that you need the machine is not a maisa, and the others the Chesed Avraham certain things you don't need a maisa like by Tviya Betzitzis like Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, or you could say it is a maisa because it's Yishu Mishim Chitzov, or you could say Yishu Mishim Chitzov is only then in the Zikin. So there are all these different permutations, whatever way you want to go. But then you have this new idea that overarches it and says that even though you did it incorrectly, but the mice, it's matzah. And, you know, it's like sort of like the Magen Avraham said. There's a famous Maral Miprag that says if you have matzah shira, and that's all you have at the Seder, so you can eat it. Why? Because there are two mitzvahs. There's lechem oni, and there's mitzvahs matzah. So preferably those two. So Magen Avraham says, no, the matzah has to be lechem oni. If it's not lechem oni, it's not matzah. So, but the Maral Miprag says, no, it's two brothers under a mitzvah. There's matzah and lechem oni. So if it's matzah shir, it still hates matzah. Haraya, the Menachas had oil, so they were matzah shir, but it's still called matzah. So the Maral Miprag says, if at the Seder all you have is matzah shir, you should eat it. I mean, it's complicated for us who are machmir the whole Pesach that because of chashash chimutz, but we'll lay that idea. So this idea, the Kosher Glover, fascinating. Every truva of the Kosher Glover to me is fascinating. And the last page is from the Ruggit Shover, where he also says as Dover Pashut came in the Nasal de Machona that you're not Yotze. Okay, he has other discussions over there, but I avoided the issue of the technical of the chimutz aspect because that could change with, you know, how machines are made. We just wanted to discuss the aspect of, is it considered lishma? Is it considered asiyah? Do you need an asiyah, etc.? And then even if it's all bad, maybe you have this svara to rely on us at least to have something. Now, limud zchus from a lot of people in the world, the Jews that are not so, but they get their box of matzahs, and they're going to have, and they're going to sing dayenu, and they're going to have this. So maybe taka they did something. So. It's always good to Lucius Levy says we should always the lamed chus on yidden. So this is the name of chus. So everyone should have a kosher achad, kosher v'sameach, and Bez Hashem we'll see each other nach yantif v'siyata d'shmaya.